Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earlier this week, the Hartford Yard Goats announced their new manager for the season. He's a local gentleman who had a good run in the show. His name is Chris D'Onofrio, and he joins us now. Chris, Jody Ambrosio.
How you doing?
Ray Dunaway, congratulations. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Congratulations. What a great, something special for a local guy to come home.
Really,
you had a great run in the show. 10 years. Played with the Reds, the A's, the Pods, the Mariners, and the Cubbies. You worked with Joe Maddon this year. When did you get the managerial itch?
Well, as you kind of get older and you hang around long enough in this game and you start playing less, then you start kind of seeing
what I do next
through the eyes of the eyes of the coach and staff. You know, you start to, unfortunately, become closer to their age than some of the young players you're playing with.
That's true.
And you learn a lot of stuff along the way. It's just in kind of the nature of the game. And I just kind of developed a desire to pass on the things that I learned.
What was the key to your longevity in the majors?
Luck and delusion.
Proved you could fool all the managers some of the time, right?
I always say that the one thing about being a professional baseball player that everybody needs is a little bit of delusion, a healthy amount, just because the odds are stacked so far against you, and there's so few of those jobs out there. But it's just, I think it was just something that I had always convinced myself that I wanted to do and do for a long time, and you know, it's sprinkling a healthy amount of work with that, and I was able to hold on for as long as I could.
From the time you started in the majors, Chris, to now, how has the role of the manager changed in your opinion?
Good.
Well, as the game's kind of changing a little bit, you know, just for whatever reason that is happening right now, you're seeing a lot of younger guys getting called up to the majors earlier and getting thrust in situations where they're depended on to produce, not just to learn on the job.
Yeah.
You know, but when I was doing my first year in AAA, I was 24 years old and I was by far the youngest guy on the team. Now that's probably one of the older guys on the
right.
team.
Wow.
So I think that the organizations are trying to be able to communicate with these younger generation of players, with the younger generation of coaches.
You know, Chris and I have, of those guys, and this is kind of a, they do this when you know, get started in college. You know, look on either side of you, one of you will not be here in 4 years, you know, at the time. How many of the guys that you have on your roster, AA, and it, you know, talent varies, but how many of those guys actually statistically have a chance of making it to the big time?
Oh, God, statistic-wise, I don't know. There's no way around it. It's a hard thing to even get drafted. So these are all special players that all have a shot. And especially once you get to the AA level, everybody there is pretty much talented enough to make the next step. And it's the separator, and what we try to teach them is sort of the mental part of the game. How do you deal with the failure? How do you deal with the ins and outs of a daily grind of a season? How do you set yourself up so that you can be your best and maximize what your potential is every single day? And those are the guys that end up making it is the ones that can thrive in that atmosphere and do all those things that I just said. But everybody there is talented.
Chris D'Onofrio with us, the new manager are the Hartford Yard Goats, who begin their season in April. Southington native went to Choate Rosemary Hall in Wallingford. You know, one of the fun things that we've seen, Chris, since the Rockies, and we had it with the Twins when they did the when they had the old Rock Hats, but it just seems that the Yard Goats send an inordinate amount of players to the major leagues in a short period of time, and that's got to be one of the fun aspects of this job for you.
It is. To see the, I mean, I remember this feeling personally, but even just seeing it happen to other guys when you get called up, whether it's just one level or especially to the big leagues.
Right.
I mean, it is just, it's the best feeling in the entire world. It's the dream you've been living in your head over and over again since you were a little kid, and it's actually happening. And it's just, it's such a great feeling. So I hope that I get to send some guys to the big leagues this year, because that would make me feel pretty good.
As it is with the Red Sox, is there like a Rockies policy? In other words, you know, they do sabermetrics, of course, with the Red Sox. And so as you start in the rookie league.
Well, they cheat too, apparently.
Well,
so.
All right.
It's coming from a Yankee fan, Chris. That's why I got to get in every dig I can.
Get it. And who has the highest, who had the highest
pay? No, we're not going to go there.
All right. But anyway, but you work your way up. But, you know, there is, it used to be called the Yankee way, the Red Sox way. Is there a Rockies way?
Well, I know just from the interview process that the Rockies really want complete baseball players, and they want to create a culture where the guys respect the game and they play it the right way. And I think that's part of the reason why I got the job, is I meshed up well with just the way that they want the game to be played and the kind of players that they want to produce.
Through your career, is there one or two managers who made a big impression upon you who you might want to take from, even though obviously you're going to be your own guy in the dugout?
Well, for sure. I mean, I've played for some great ones. You know, Joe Maddon's one of the greatest there is.
Yeah.
And also Buddy Black, who I don't think gets
nearly enough attention. No question.
He's absolutely fantastic. I learned so much about how to make your players feel comfortable, how to make sure they have the information that they need so that they're properly prepared and they don't have these unnecessary questions going on in their brain every day. And Joe Maddon, I mean, what can you say about him? He's just a wizard. Everything that he does has something behind it. He's thought everything through. You know, he takes so much pressure off the guys dealing with the media and giving the media what they need so that they can just kind of leave the players alone. And he's tactician wise, he's fantastic. So, you know, those are two of my role models when it comes to managing.
Have you had a chance to see Dunkin' Donuts Park yet?
I did. I actually went up there a couple weeks ago, and obviously, you know, I usually travel in the summertime.
Yeah, right. So it would be a little hard to see it, right?
Right. So, and what a facility!
It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I did an interview the other day, and I was talking about how double A games I used to go to were at Beehive.
Right. Exactly. That's a little difference between those two.
And I thought that place was a palace back then. Right. You know, running around chasing stuff around, and wow, I mean. You know, a couple more seats in Dunkin' Donuts Park, and that's a big league park.
Yeah, well, it's definitely, I mean, it could be AAA. You know, I mean, that's a distinct possibility. So, well, listen, I only have one word of advice. You have a full head of hair, right?
Let's call it three quarters right now.
Well, let me tell you what. After working with Jeff Dooley and Dan Lovallo, the radio team, you'll be lucky if you have anything left at all. So,
I just met them. They're all terrible people.
Yeah, Dooley's one of the most despicable people on earth. So I worked 3 years with him doing games, and all my hair fell out. So hey, really, it's exciting to have a local guy running the show. Chris will be at the hot stove luncheon, which will take place on January 23rd at Dunkin' Donuts Park. Congratulations! We look forward to talking to you during the year. Thanks for a few minutes.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for being on. Chris DeNorfia.
Nice guy.
Good guy. Sounds like a good guy. We wish him well. We always wish the Yard Goats well. It's a terrific.
It's an asset.
It's been a boon to Hartford.